Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
You know, as we say goodbye to the first decade of this century and move on into the new one, I'm left with the question, is there anyone writing original screenplays anymore?
It would not appear so.
Hollywood never has an easy time letting go of the past, but next year is a little bit ridiculous. Some major hit films from the 1980s are coming back. Wall Street, Karate Kid, A Nightmare on Elm Street. Many classics are being remade and sequels coming out in 2010. Rafer Guzman, film critic from Newsday and Takeaway contributor, we're returning to the 1980s?
Yeah, I think there might be a couple things going on with that. One is, doesn't it always seem like 20 years is kind of the magic number for a revival, whether it's a fashion trend or a movie remake? You know, you've got a new generation that doesn't remember it, so they think it's fresh and new. And then you've got people of a certain age, like myself, who, you know, might feel nostalgic for that era. So I think the 80s are kind of hitting a sweet spot there.
I'm also of a certain age. I just turned 40, as many people know, and I'm not nostalgic for the 80s. But let's go through these movies. We've got, obviously, this one timely, Wall Street. That was the film originally came out in 1987. It was Charlie Sheen and Michael Douglas. Here's a clip from that movie.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Greed is right. Greed works. Greed clarifies, cuts through, and captures the essence of the evolutionary spirit.
So clearly this is a theme that resonates today as easily as it did in the 1980s.
Yes, indeed. And Oliver Stone is returning to make the sequel. It's Wall Street 2. Shia LaBeouf takes over the Charlie Sheen role as the newbie in this one. But Michael Douglas is back as Gordon Gekko. He's out of prison, and he's back trying to establish himself as a player on Wall Street. I think what's interesting about the first movie is that, you know, Gordon Gekko became like a really popular anti-hero. He was almost like Pacino's Scarface.
Right.
You know, people really lionized this guy. And that movie actually became inadvertently kind of a recruiting tool for Wall Street. People, you know, Wall Streeters will often say that that movie, you know, made them want to, you know, get in the ring. And this could be a very different movie. Oliver Stone's been shooting this movie just over this past year in light of the financial crisis. So I think it might be a lot more topical and perhaps more pointed than the first one even.
Okay, so let's talk about one that's not necessarily quite as news-related, and that's the remake of the 1982 sci-fi thriller Tron, which many people may remember.
I still don't understand why you want to break into the system.
Because, man, somewhere in one of these memories is the evidence. If I got in far enough, I could reconstruct it.
I totally forgot Jeff Bridges is in that movie.
Everyone did, yeah.
Jeff Bridges, and that's, of course, at a time when computers, not everybody had a computer in their home.
Right.
So it was kind of a different feeling for Tron this time.
Right. And you know, this actually is also not a remake. This is a sequel. This is called Tron Legacy, which I think is kind of an interesting choice, because doesn't legacy usually mean old technology?
Right.
So that's kind of a funny, you know, idea. I think, you know, the original was so interesting in terms of its special effects. Do you remember the light cycles that rode on the grid and turned at right angles? Well, right angles they seemed so high tech at the time, right?
If it was on a grid, my dream as a kid was to become a millionaire and get a light cycle.
Right, exactly.
That was 8-year-old Luke Burbank's life dream.
Right. This one, from what I've seen and just stills, it looks very similar. That could be a problem. I was noticing that it comes out December 17th, which is almost a year to the day after the release of Avatar. And, right angles just don't look so high-tech anymore.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, it's a Disney film. Disney's generally smart. You know, they generally know what they're doing. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. And Jeff Bridges
Disney
is back.
Generally smart. I have two words for you. Black Cauldron.
Well, okay.
There's also going to be a number of sequels. This is what I'm really, really looking forward to, the sequel to Iron Man, which was surprising to me and how much I enjoyed that movie. Came out in 2008. And how good is this one to be? Let's go listen to the trailer.
Could we pick up now where we left off? Mr. Stark, please.
Yes, dear.
Can I have your attention?
Absolutely.
Our priority here is to have you turn over the Iron Man weapon to the American people.
Well, you can forget it. We're safe. America is secure. You want my property? You can't have it. But I did you a big favor. I have successfully privatized world peace.
What do you think about this movie?
The first one was such a surprise hit. I think it's interesting that you said how surprised you were. I think a lot of people felt that way, that a superhero movie could be something kind of smart and kind of sexy and kind of intelligent. I think a lot of that is down to Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, it was nuanced.
Exactly.
And I'm not used to saying that about a comic book movie.
Exactly, exactly. Not much has been released in terms of the plot for this one, but as you might remember, you know, the first one left itself wide open for a sequel.
Absolutely.
And so I think this will probably
Plus, remember, Tony Stark appears at the end of the Hulk movie, too.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
You kind of wonder what kind of little threads I'm
you're more
showing.
You're more of a superhero fan than you're letting on.
I'm a comic book person, yet okay. Just more of my dorkiness. But here's one where this is a sequel which is coming out, and I bet we could all come up with a plot that was pretty close to what it's going to be.
It's been 2 years, and in 2 years, amazing things can happen. Things you thought would never happen in a million years. And just when you think you've seen it all, it hits you. You haven't seen anything yet.
How many variations of the boy meets girl, boy and girl sleep together and break up for a quirky reason can we get?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the answer may be infinite. I mean,
yes.
Sex
in the City sequel
right.
coming
Sex,
out.
Sex in the City 2, same cast, the men are back, Chris Noth is back, David Eichenberg is back. I think it's interesting that that clip essentially tells you nothing about what's going to happen in that
Zero.
Film. Absolutely nothing. So, you know, as if that's
maybe,
even important.
Actually, maybe that is what happens in that film. But
perhaps.
We need to move on because we have Friday trivia. Robin Hood, clearly. I mean, I actually looked up the number of times Robin Hood's been used in films, and it's ridiculous how many times he's appeared. So we're asking today, who is the original Robin Hood? In Talking Pictures, who was the very first Robin Hood? Ready for Guzman?
I'm going to take the obvious guess. Is it Errol Flynn?
It is Errol Flynn.
Now this forest is wide. It can shelter and clothe and feed a band of good determined men, good swordsmen, good archers, good fighters. Are you with me?
That's Errol Flynn starring as Robin Hood in 1938. Some people answered Douglas Fairbanks, but he was in the silent film that came before that. Thanks so much, Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsweek and, of course, Takeaway contributor. Happy New Year, Rafer.
Happy New Year.
I'm just happy they're still trying after that Kevin Costner movie. That would have soured me on the entire Robin Hood franchise.
It never needed to be mentioned again, Luke.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.